Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Not right now. What community is this?
Oh, we're focusing on Georgia, ma'am, but it's a brief survey. For example, some of my questions could say, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am, moving on quickly. Are you registered to vote over 18 years old?
Yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
African-American.
Great, ma'am. All right, and moving on quickly. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in this 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? 50-50 chance vote,
yes.
Or will not vote?
Will vote.
Okay, ma'am. And what is your age, ma'am?
47.
Okay, so very young. So I just... 46. Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
No, I'm 47.
47. Oh, okay. You sound young.
I'm 48, ma'am.
No problem, ma'am. All right, and I just want to rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10. When 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, how much would you rate your level of motivation from a 0 to a 10?
About a 6.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm having a bad connection. What was the number between a 0 to a 10?
6.
A 6. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I had a bad connection. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, someone closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Somewhat closely. All right. And regardless of how you... Oh, okay, ma'am. And regardless of how you previously voted, ma'am, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
It goes back and forward. I would say more independent.
Independent. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a strong question.
What
was
the
option?
Yes. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm kind of 50-50 on that. So which one is 50-50?
Well, you can say if you're satisfied, you can say satisfied or very satisfied. If you're dissatisfied, you can say dissatisfied or very dissatisfied.
We'll just say satisfied.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say they are getting worse.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, thinking about issues facing the country now, ma'am, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose up to two. For example, I have reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the bans on the hands of the wrong people, border security, any two that stand out to you, ma'am?
Yes, gun control
mm-hmm.
and education. Oh, three, medication too.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh,
gun control. No problem. Gun control and oh, yeah, ma'am. But you said gun control and medication, right? Well, it was lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs or passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Those were the guns I mentioned. We also
have... Yeah, we'll say both of those.
Oh, okay, ma'am. No problem. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. I want to rate your feelings for... Yes, ma'am. I was asking you. I just want to rate your feelings...
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100, on which 0 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number between 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can tell me as well. So, Tim Scott, ma'am, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
Who?
Tim Scott.
0 to 100. Mm. Tim Scott. I'm trying to think if I heard of him. I don't think I'm very familiar with him.
No problem. No problem. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
I would say about 90.
90. What about Cornel West from a 0 to 100?
Not familiar.
No problem. What about Hakeem Jeffries from a 0 to 100?
Not familiar.
All right. Republicans in Congress from a 0 to 100?
About 50.
50. Democrats in Congress from a 0 to 100?
About 50.
50, no problem. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to 100?
About 80.
80. And Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
About 40.
40. No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and your candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes. No, I can barely hear you, ma'am. Yes, I was asking. I know it's a long way off. Uh-huh. But, okay. If the election for president were held today.
It would be Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden. No problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and what his administration are doing? Would you say yes or no, ma'am?
Yes.
Would you say yes a lot or yes some or only a little?
If I've heard about...
Uh-huh. What President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say you've heard about what they're doing? Would you say yes or no?
Yes, a lot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently, have what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More?
Would you say much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Yeah. Where from where?
Oh, I was just asking if was what you
like
read.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just asking, have what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Would you say much more or somewhat more favorable?
Much more. I like
okay.
What he's doing for the military.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. What exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? I'm sorry, you just said it like in your own words. Oh, we're
yes,
almost
ma'am.
Done.
How much longer is this? Because I'm out at the store.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's just like 3 more minutes. I promise I'll be really quick. Your opinion does matter. I'm sorry, ma'am. What you just said right now, what you've read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration, you mentioned something right now, so I can write it down. You said,
Oh, yeah. I like what he's doing for the military and for education.
Okay, what he's doing for the military and education. No problem, ma'am. And
yes,
okay, and let me move on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your feedback. And moving on. Well, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Would you say yes a lot or yes some?
Yes a lot. You want to
okay. Have what? Okay, okay, ma'am. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
less.
Okay, somewhat more favorable, or I'm sorry, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, somewhat more or much more unfavorable, ma'am?
Much more unfavorable.
Okay, moving on, ma'am. What exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump, ma'am, like in your own words?
Oh, the, first of all, just the actions that have taken place over the last couple of years, things that's been done, things that, is coming up in the media, the illegal things as far as the courts are concerned, those things.
Okay, illegal things as far as the court is concerned. Okay. All right, ma'am, thank you for your feedback. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we're almost done. We would like to know as well, ma'am. Well, I want to read to you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. I just want you to tell me which of the following you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now. You can choose up to two. For example, the one says, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs. Any two of those that I mentioned that stand out to you?
The violence. What was the question again?
Yes, I just want to read to you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. I was just asking. Okay, so you said the violence. Anything else, ma'am? Would you like me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs.
What was the last one?
Stagnant wages and rising costs.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay, ma'am. Any of those stand out more to you, which I read?
I'm sorry. I was making an order for something to drink. I'm so sorry. And I know it's a long question. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Well, we had the choices, ma'am. You mentioned violence. We also have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs. Do any of those seem to be a threat to the African American community?
I would say violence and education.
Education, no problem. Yeah. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like as well to know for each of the following issues, ma'am, I just want you to tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with these issues. For example, growing the U.S. economy. Do you think Biden would do it better or Trump would do it better?
Biden,
would you think he would do it much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Okay, rising crime and violence. Do you feel Biden would do it better or Trump would do it better?
Biden.
Would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Okay, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you feel Biden would do it better or Trump would do it better?
Biden.
Biden, would you feel he would do it much better or somewhat better?
Much.
All right, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, do you feel Biden would do it better or Trump would do it better?
Biden of it? Yeah, that's Trump.
Trump. Okay, would you feel Trump would do it somewhat better or much better?
Much better, which is a bad thing.
I understand, yes. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, do you feel Biden would do it better or Trump would do it better?
Biden.
Hello, ma'am?
Biden.
Biden, you feel Biden would do it much better or somewhat better? Much better, okay. And fixing the immigration system, do you feel Biden would do it better, much better, or Trump would do it much better?
That one would be Trump.
Trump. Do you feel he would do it somewhat better or much better, ma'am?
Much
better. Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. Thank you for your feedback. And generally speaking, we just have like 6 more, ma'am. But I'll be quick, ma'am. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him, ma'am?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
Thank you.
Armin, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. And moving on. Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, ma'am, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media, ma'am? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, ma'am, what is the last level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Great, ma'am. And would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
One, yes.
Yes, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, do you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. How often would you say you attend church or religious services, ma'am? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Less than half. All right, moving on, ma'am. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
In that area, would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural? Suburban. Okay, suburban.
Okay, and these last questions, okay, which are mostly focused on you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Were you born outside of the U.S.?
Was I? No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and patience.
Yay.
Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank
Have a nice day.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.